A natural med isn't just a substance you take. It is a lifestyle that one lives to amplify their health. We don't always choose how long we will be on this planet, but we can take action on the quality of life that we wish to enjoy.
The Natural Med Podcast interviews different professionals and experts who look at improving the quality of health so they can live a more fulfilling life. Whether that be physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, or spiritually, we discover the secrets to their own journey and the small steps individuals can take on a daily basis to improve the quality of their life. Come with me as we travel, research, and discover how we can make incremental changes on a daily basis to live a more fulfilled and balanced life. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Natural Med Podcast. Today, I'm super excited. We have Nicole and Ashley Wagoner with Club Pilates today. Welcome, Nicole and Ashley.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Thank you all for having us.
So excited to have you guys on. So real quick, both of you give a little history about yourself. We'll start with you, Ashley. Tell us a little bit about yourself with owner of Club Pilates and everything. And
yes. So first of all, Red Raider, Texas Tech.
Gotta throw that
double
out there.
Red Raider. Okay. There you go. graduated with kinesiology degree. So I've always had health and wellness in my heart, part of my life. An athlete growing up. Mm-hmm.
You played sports a lot too, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. And competitive cheerleading is considered a sport.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Before
did somebody
anyone
tell you that it wasn't.
I've never heard that, but salty. Just throwing it out there.
Okay.
I actually started my professional career with AT&T, did that for 8 years.
Oh wow.
And had this opportunity to jump into Club Pilates with Nicole, and her and I had been talking about doing a health and like wellness business for like 5 years.
Yeah.
So when it happened, boom, here we were. We jumped in. We've been doing it now 4 years together.
Wow.
Officially.
Yeah. I was going to say a little
we
over.
Had a little argument the other day, like the official start date. I think that's just a little sisterly love. But yeah, it's going to be 4 years of open studios with 4 locations, one in Denton, one in Crossroads, one in North Arlington and one in South Arlington.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it's been quite a ride. So
that's cool. And Nicole, tell us a little background about yourself.
Well, I think a lot, like Ashley said, we always grew up very active in sports and, we had this vision, and I don't even know if we started out our vision as in health and wellness. We just started, we wanted to do something.
Yeah.
And so when it kind of started to evolve, Ashley has this great background with corporate kind of organizing. I call her a little OCD crazy. but then, I have a lot of that collegiate athlete background as well. And so when we got into it, it was just like, it was supposed to happen. I did not come from a fitness background necessarily professionally. Like Ashley has a kinesiology degree. Mine was more of like a personal hobby. And yeah. I was really in, I used to be a therapist for children with autism. Totally different. Yeah. And when it came up, we said, let's take the opportunity. Let's go.
Yeah. That's
and
awesome.
The most important thing about Nicole is that she has the cutest little boy.
Yes.
He's my
so
buddy.
Cute.
So, leave it to the so aunt cute. To bring up
yeah.
the kid.
I know.
I didn't even do the mom thing.
Yeah. But so that's been fun. And
absolutely.
I've got a lot of respect for Nicole, though, because in everything that we've done in business, and she's a single mom, mm-hmm. and like when I have to babysit the kid for a night, I'm like, dude, this is so overwhelming.
And you're so, like, how do you do this whole time?
Yeah, it's a whole nother level.
Oh, I love it, man. Just as a side note, I went out of town for one weekend and she watched him, and the daycare ended up sending me pictures of him, and he had 2 different shoes on.
Oh.
I looked at her and she said, I did not have the energy to fight him for this argument, so I just let him wear 2 different shoes. I said, well, that's fabulous. Thank you.
You can get away with that being me.
That's awesome.
So y'all are both business owners, and there's so many like wonderful things about owning your own business and so many things that you're like, oh my gosh. So share with us, Ashley, what's like a positive thing about owning a business?
You know what? I think just, and I have been talking about this week so much, just the, some days you just don't want to do it. You're like, man, yeah. I am tired and I'm exhausted and today's not the day, yeah. But you show up, and I've got a couple clients in particular that I can think of off the top of my mind, and they just share with me like how life-changing it is what we're doing with them.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe today's not the day I'm feeling it, but I show up and we go through this training session and they're like, my family's proud of me. Like, my life is changing. I have better mobility. I'm moving better. I'm doing things that I never thought I would be able to do in my life because I'm exercising and doing Pilates with you. And I'm getting messages throughout the week. Like, I'm so motivated. Thank you so much.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Those types of things in those moments are exactly why we do yep. what we do. And it's exactly why I love being in this industry so much is the people. And you yeah. just realize how much you can help people and change their lives physically. But it's not just about like getting into the gym and doing the workout. It's about being stronger and being able to go out there and hike or go out there and scuba dive, because now you've got better like lung control and breathing techniques. So it's just really cool. And that's definitely the best part. Yeah. About what we do.
That's awesome. It's so internally rewarding for you, and it's improving their quality of life and everything. That's
yeah.
awesome.
I mean, like Ashley said, we really do make a difference. You know, as a business owner on the back end of things, it's not always rainbows and lollipops and these like great big paydays, right?
Yeah.
We, you know, we work long hours. We sacrifice a lot of time with our families and these kinds of things. But when we sit back and we see the changes that are being made in people's lives, that is really genuinely what keeps me and Ashley going. We say, if we didn't have this moment, I don't know how much further we could have pushed past, you know, the hard stuff.
Yeah.
But then on the flip side of that, yes, it feels so great internally to help other people. But I genuinely really reflect and think that these people help us so much. The connections that we've made, not only through our members, but our staff, other local business owners. You know, we were able to have the opportunity to get to meet amazing people like you and Josh and Nathan. And, you know, we love the relationships we've been able to build, because prior to this, yeah, we've always had a good circle of people, but our circle has just gotten so much bigger, so much brighter, and so much like, you know, more fulfilling. So it really, not only do we get to help other people, they really genuinely give back to us too.
Yeah, that's awesome. And there's so many wonderful things about being a business owner, but like, what's one thing in particular that's like, you know, like it's a, I don't know, that you dread about being a business owner?
Payroll.
Payroll. Yeah.
I was going to say that. I don't even know what Nicole does, because I can't stand it so
oh,
much.
Oh, no. She's not allowed to do payroll because math is not her thing.
Oh.
Let's just give her a question. What's 8 times 8?
Okay. 64. Yeah.
Oh, you got that. Proud of you, sis. All right. Okay. What's 64 minus 26?
That's enough.
Yes. Okay, moving got on. You.
She's like, that's enough math for one day.
Not so. Looking at her.
Her brain's hurting.
Evil eye.
Yeah, for me, a lot of the back end stuff, I really dread it.
Yeah.
Granted, I do love numbers, so I love going through it. It's kind of, you know, kind of a zen thing. But the back end stuff is really, like I said, it's all the boring stuff.
Yeah.
The real good stuff is when you get to be in the actual business.
Yeah.
You know, when we get to show up, we get to teach the classes, we get to interact with our staff, we get to do fun events out in the community. Mm-hmm. That's the stuff that really is the fun stuff. The stuff, payroll, expenses, inventory, those
even
are
better
the things.
One than yeah. payroll.
Oh God, give it to me.
So our newest location opened in July last year. So we're coming right on up on our 1 year anniversary.
I know exactly
there.
What she's going to say.
And it was an older building that's been remodeled. It's a beautiful location, beautiful people, great studio until we had some plumbing issues back in October, and then it's like plumbing and plumbing and plumbing. So not only are we doing payroll and this and that, now we are personal janitors cleaning up
I mean,
plumbing.
Swimming.
So it, that on top of everything else is just like, oh my gosh, how do we handle this? You know, like, what do we do? And so it's just been one step at a time learning, okay, do you call, you know, the city, or do you call, you know, who do you call? And
oh,
so,
my goodness.
I think that's one thing though, that Nicole and I, like, we get along really well in those
well,
kinds
we
of
work
situations.
Well, together. I'm not sure we get along all the time.
We can like quickly and on the go, like, all right, here's what we've got to go. You've got Max today. I'm going to clean up the sewage. And so then I'm like, it's your turn. Give me the kid, you know?
Yeah. Here, you take him. I'm going to go over here.
But there's those things that you don't necessarily know that you don't know.
Yeah.
Going into business that you just have to figure out. And I've been really proud of us being able to just figure it out. It's not always perfect.
That's awesome that y'all work so well together, you know, as family and everything. Cause,
so far.
You know, sometimes you don't always do, but.
So it looks like I'm up now. So I had a question.
Nathan's
what is
turn.
The role that health and wellness plays in your daily routine? You know, that old adage that a mechanic's car is never running. You know, so are you practicing what you preach? You know, I know you guys are excited about getting out there and helping others, but what are you doing for yourself?
Great question. Really great question, because I have to take time back for myself. One of the biggest things that I hear as an objection of wanting to commit to health and wellness for the most part is I don't have time. And as we just sat here and said, like, we are running around here and there, it is so easy for myself to say, I didn't have time to go to the gym today. Yeah. I didn't have time to take care of myself today. And we genuinely try to stay really conscious and aware of that. You know, just 2 weeks ago, I said, I am becoming the person that I am, you know, preaching of too.
Right.
And so I went, I got a gym membership. I've been going consistently. So I don't think that I think it's unfair for people to think that your fitness journey and your wellness journey should always be at this very steady incline, right, that you're always making progress, that you're always staying on track. I think that it's very normal, and it should be more normalized to say, ooh, I got off track a little bit, let me go back up. So just, I think, kind of doing milestone check-ins with yourself is really important, and taking those times for yourself. Every morning I wake up and I sit in my meditation space. Ashley thinks I'm a little hippie about that, but I do. I sit in my meditation space and I just close my eyes and I just try to let my mind turn off and be quiet. Yeah. It's the way for me every morning to kind of reset, refuel, re-energize, and then be able to take on the day. If I miss that time of my day, I am all over the place. So I mean, we try, but we're humans. We're not perfect.
Yeah. And I think it's so funny because people are like, oh, you own a Pilates studio. You must be like the most fit person.
All the time. All the time.
I love Pilates and I love what we do. And I love when I actually get to take a class. But to Nicole's point, making that time for yourself, it doesn't matter who you are. And if you own the studio or four of them, you still have to make time for yourself.
Right.
And for me, I've always been a physically active person. And so if I'm not doing something physically active, I'm like that grumpy person. Like, it just starts to, like,
seriously,
build up. Like,
grumpy.
I have to get out and do something.
You're like, seriously.
But for me, this journey with the studios has been so much more than just, like, get into the studio and get your physical fitness in. It's health and wellness it's all encompassing.
It is.
So that's why I love what we do is, you know, yes, we love for you to come do Pilates, and yes, we love for you to get physically fit, but, and, you know, focus on your body. But we love to bring in partners that give you a different realm of how you can build your wellness space for yourself.
Yes.
That's why we love Lone Star Naturals so much, because I'm always preaching, like, if you're in my class, you know that I love y'all's products.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Before class, after class, you know, just what it can do for your body, whether you're, like, taking some type of supplement or whether it's, like, a topical rub. Anything like that, I am all about. So I love when we can bring in other partners into the studio and say, maybe this isn't for you, but maybe now you have a new path or realm of something that you didn't know that was out there that you can go explore, and maybe it's the right fit for you, or maybe it leads you down your own path. So I think it's just, there's so much involved that Pilates and just walking in the door is the first step. But there's, once you get excited about it, there's so many other areas that you can jump into.
So many, because it's not just one area. Like, you say health and wellness doesn't just mean, are you working out?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's, are you working out? Are you eating healthy? Are you using holistic natural medicines, remedies? And I am not here to knock modern medicine by any capacity. It's there. It's great for when we need it. But I love you guys' products so much. And that's what me and Ashley were talking right before this. And she's like, what should we say? And I said, this is going to be really easy because we literally live and breathe.
That's exactly what
I said. We literally live and breathe this every day. And so we're just going to have to talk about how we feel about things. Yeah. And, you know, anytime, I mean, even my 6-year-old son, if he has, you know, a tummy ache or, you know, has a headache or something or feeling not very well, I love natural remedies. You know, you guys have a great children's line that, you know, even my son is safe to take.
Yeah.
For me, you know, that makes me feel better as a mom knowing I am giving him something that is natural, that's not processed or doesn't have chemicals or crazy things in it that with great weird side effects, right? Yeah. And so I think that overall, you've got to stay, you know, like kind of equal in every area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you do. And yeah. We definitely talk about that on this podcast and, you know, your overall health and wellness. It's not just, you know, your physical health. I mean, that's very important, but it's what you eat, what you put in your body, your mental health, like so many different aspects of it.
Yeah. What you say, too. What you think about.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
What goes in, you know.
Yeah.
Is going to come out. So,
yep. So of all the different types of, you know, ways to stay in shape and fitness and everything. So why did y'all choose Pilates?
Such a great question.
A big question.
You want me to do it?
Well, you know, to be very upfront and honest with you, just totally transparency. Mm-hmm. Ashley and I had never done Pilates before we signed the dotted line and committed to opening 4 of them. You know, so we really didn't know a lot about Pilates. I think is actually really common in our in like the industry that we're in. Mm-hmm. So many people come in and they're like, what is Pilates? I just
Pilates
got asked this
is yoga,
question.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. You're like, just yoga, like yoga, right?
Yoga. No. Yoga on a table.
No.
Uh-huh.
Right? Different.
Yoga on a table.
Yes, but no. So, you know, we started into the business and with very quickly, I mean, within the first 30 days, we just saw how great of the benefits were from Pilates. And in fact, within opening our first studio and less than 3 months later, opening a second studio, we were already in our teacher training program. Club Pilates offers a 500-hour certification program. 500 hours.
That's insane.
You're a pilot. Your pilot's license was 40.
Yeah.
40 hours to become a pilot.
40 hours to become a pilot, 500 hours to become a Pilates instructor.
And there you go. Which path do you want to go?
The thing is that there's so many different elements of the body.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
We see a lot of people with spinal, you know, issues or, mm-hmm. you know, scoliosis, hip replacements, you know, high blood pressure, this, that, and the other. There's so many different areas and you learn truly about all of that. And it's so funny because I always say, okay, so I have a kinesiology degree and we didn't even really touch or skim the surface of Pilates. And I was a trainer at many like big box gyms and country clubs. And I worked at obesity clinics and I worked with overweight children. I did like all of these things and we never really talked Pilates. Now mm-hmm. the concepts that we did were always very similar, but it's so crazy because now I'm like, I will never go back.
Yeah.
I like different kinds of workouts, but Pilates is so low impact mm-hmm. and it is a strength training apparatus. So you're getting flexibility, strength training, you're getting kind of all of it in one. And it's so healthy on anybody, literally anyone's body, that we're training, you know, ladies that are in their 80s, like late 70s, early 80s. We're training kids that are, you know, 9, 10, and we have trained professional athletes from the NFL, NBA. And the
NBA,
yeah,
that one, the baseball one.
I was gonna say NBL, but anyways, all of it. We've got athletes from just professional athletes. So it's just really cool. The dynamic of the exercises. I'm all about it. So we didn't really know, going back to your original question, like we didn't really know what Pilates was. I went into Club Pilates. I was living in St. Louis and I was like, I'm in a secret shop that Club Pilates there. And I left and I was like, nah, it's not that hard. And I was it's okay. We can do this. And then we started going to our teacher training and getting our certification and learning so much more about it. And we have this funny saying is Pilates is easy until you're actually doing it right. And it's like really challenging.
The one big difference is, you know, a lot of people come from these backgrounds, like me and Ashley both did, where if you don't come out of the gym sweating, you wasted your time, right? Yeah. And Pilates is so much different than that. It's like, think smarter, not harder. Because in a lot of our classes, you won't really even sweat, really. We have a lot of our members that'll come in right before they have to go to work, change in the bathroom, and then head to their, you know, their 8 to 5 jobs, right? Yeah. And they look beautiful after they get in and go. But it's because we're, like Ashley said, it's so low impact on the body, but we're working all of your internal, like internal muscles opposed to your external muscles, which is better for you long term. So, you know, like Ashley said, we're not going back. You know, I went to the gym the other day and started sweating, and I was like, ugh, this is terrible. Let me go do Pilates.
And you're going to be sore, okay?
Yeah, so very.
Sweat doesn't equal strength or soreness.
Correct.
So what's a common misconception about Pilates?
I think for me is that, one, we've talked about Pilates and yoga are the same. They're very different. Mm-hmm. But two, like Pilates is for women.
For women. Yep.
It makes me crazy. And we've seen such a huge increase in men attending Pilates classes because men just are naturally tighter. They maybe aren't as flexible.
Yes.
I don't see that with their body.
Josh.
And
she looked right at you. I was staying out of that one.
So, you know, the older you get, if you've got, you know, tight hamstrings or tight hip flexors, it's going to start to pull. It's going to pull on your low back, and then you're going to start to have a hunch and this, that, and the other. It all kind of just connects, you know? And so I love seeing the men in the class and seeing them, you know, seeing the diversity change within the studio.
Yeah.
And I think it goes to say there's, like we were saying, a lot of male athletes that are doing Pilates and coming into the studio and using that time for one of the guys that I trained in the NFL. He had just torn his ACL and was repairing that.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, look, I don't need you to come in here and kick my rear. Like, I need some serious rehabilitation and I need some strength training through my knees. So when the season starts, like, I'm good to go and I don't get hurt again.
Yeah.
And so it's not always just about like giving you this killer workout. It's about long-term health, strength, and being able to live your life and do things that you want to do.
Yeah.
So I think that's the big one that we're really starting to see a turn and a change in that I love. I love seeing that.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, originally, just fun fact of the day, Pilates was invented by a man for men originally.
Oh,
it was invented.
Fun fact.
That was really fun.
It was. I'm so glad you guys had a great time with that one. It started in World War II to help rehabilitate war veterans that had been injured or paralyzed from the waist down or the waist up to help them. Joseph Pilates was brilliant. He would, you know, he actually was one of the first to conceptualize the idea that you will repair, your body will repair quicker with physical fitness. Like by exercising, your body can actually help and heal itself quicker. So that's why he kind of originally started the idea of Pilates. So seeing more men come in, a lot of our exercises are based on the male anatomy. And then it kind of transformed from there with dancers, kickboxing, martial arts. He kind of collaborated a lot of these already known practices into one. And, you know, I think that men sometimes, I'm not going to say all men because I don't like to generalize that, but a lot of people think that this is a women's workout because they kind of conceptualize it as, oh, it looks so easy. Yes, it does look easy when you see the beautiful online videos of people looking so flowy.
Y'all but make it look easy.
But go in and do it. It is really challenging. And one of the coolest things, in my opinion, about Pilates is that we are taught that if you practice something and practice something and practice something, you're going to get better and better and better. And it's going to get easier and easier, right? In Pilates, yes, you get better and better, but the better you get, the more challenging Pilates becomes.
So true.
I mean, when we have members come in and say, I don't know what happened. We've been coming for like 3 or 4 months and we've been doing really good and we were feeling really strong. And now all of a sudden it's like all the instructors are just making all the classes harder. And I'm like, no, it's not the classes are getting harder. It's because you're being more mindful and more conscious and more aware and your stabilizing muscles are getting stronger. So you're actually able to do the moves the way they're intended to do. So if you're looking for something that you're never going to get tired of or bored or start to, you know, like taper out at, Pilates is it, man, because you're always going to find something that you can always get better at.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you two have already answered the question that I was going to ask next. I'm going to ask you a question that I think I know the answer to from talking to you both. In your studio, who is the taskmaster and who is the easy one when you're dealing with your clients?
With clients?
Yeah.
Like, so us as instructors?
Yes.
I don't know. I think we both have really different styles.
Yeah. I don't know that anybody is necessarily perceived as easy. I think both Ashley and I have kind of a reputation.
Nicole always calls herself the nice sister.
I am the nice sister.
You know, great
I am
thing.
Clearly the nicer I sister.
Have a very different yes. opinion of that.
But well, okay. Nicer most of the time. No, but you know, it's funny because we do get that a lot. Like, you know, people don't really know that we're sisters. Like, you know, I'll say, oh yeah, Ashley, my sister. Like, that's your sister? I'm dark black hair. She's blonde, tall, I'm short. So we don't physically look a lot alike. Then we start talking and people are like, oh yeah, I can see it.
So true.
Yeah. So I think it's a good balance between us.
And I think, like, as business owners, we've taken our own roles and kind of figured out what that looks like as far as, you know, who does what. But we've changed what we've done and how we've done it every time we open the studio. So it's like, okay, we have one studio and we like got it down. And then now we open two and we're like panicked. So then we totally revamp everything that we're doing.
Right.
And then three and then four and... Even now, after 4 years or almost 4 years or whatever that number is, we just reinvented kind of our roles again this January to figure out how we can be more effective and balanced out. So
yeah, and I don't get this opportunity very often, but I will brag on my sister a little bit. Don't get used to it. No, I will brag on her. She works. She is so strong in so many areas. She's like I said, I kind of made a joke. She's very organized. She always said. I remember one of our very first like. Oh my God, we were so nervous. We didn't know what to do. And I was kind of running all over the place. And she said, Nicole, you have to be a duck. And I said, a duck, Ashley? And I was like, why are you telling me this? And she goes, because underneath the water, the duck is paddle, 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 paddle. But above the water, it just looks very graceful. So she's like, you may be panicked, but let's keep our cool. And like, that is always something that stuck with me. So, you know, I'm so incredibly grateful to have a partner that is kind of my yin to my yang. You know, we're both very different, but we both balance each other out. And, you know, on my bad days, she without even me asking will be like, don't worry, I got you. And she'll show up. And then, you know, on the days that, you know, she needs a little bit of a break, don't worry, girl, I got you too. You know, so I think in all actuality, I couldn't be more grateful to be in business with such an incredible woman and the way that we are able to work together.
Wow, I want that like on this edited version, you know, like repeat.
Most days,
rewind, repeat.
Rewind. No. Edit that out, please.
Love the assistant.
That's awesome. I love that both of y'all like inspire each other and lift each other up and everything, which brings me, I want to talk about the conference on Sunday.
Yay!
I'm super excited.
So proud.
I'm so bummed I can't make it, but. I have my nursing job, so gotta be a nurse. But tell us about the conference. It's Be Bold, Be Badass, Be You.
Oh yeah,
I got it right.
You got it right.
Okay, all right.
This is something that I'm so passionate about, and Nicole and I think have really evolved and grown towards this idea of women supporting women, and a large base of our membership right now are women, and. Are extremely amazing, and you see them in the gym putting in the work. You don't see them when they're in their professional life and out there kicking ass, you know, and doing their thing. But we've got some really great relationships, and we've also had some really not so great ones, maybe not members, but just, you know, in business.
Yeah.
And so I had this one situation. Somebody kind of came back behind me, you know, behind my back, a little shady.
Yeah.
And I just got so mad, and I was like, how dare this woman, like another woman in business doing this to me. And then I said, you know what? No, we know so many amazing people. We need to highlight women. Yeah. We need to get out there and we need to be what right looks like. And we need to promote and connect and bring these wonderful women together and give them the tools to get through what they're doing, you know, whether that's in your workout or your fitness journey or just in life as, you know, a mom or in a relationship or whatever it is that you want to be doing. So we are, me and three other amazing women, Nicole, are, they're all business owners and entrepreneurs, but we just kind of all had the same vision. And so we said, okay, cool, let's do it. So we just put it on the calendar May 1st and it's really evolved and grown. And as of today, our ticket sales have sold out.
Yay.
I know. I'm so excited. And we're just going to be talking about if you're stuck or you want to break through or you want to do something different and you don't know how, come meet these amazing women that will support you along the way, pull you along with them, and help guide you and get you where you want to go. So it's going to be really inspiring, very motivational. And Nicole and I are going to be speaking at it, bantering back and forth.
Bantering is probably a better word.
But just really excited. And I think a lot of that came from being in the studios and seeing just all these amazing women putting in work behind the scenes and going out there and doing things the right way. Yeah. So hopefully this will just continue to grow and evolve, and who knows where it will go. But really, really excited to have 50 amazing women at this conference.
50.
Yeah, I think over, it's over. I think we're going to be close to 80, actually.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. That's, it's so almost cool. Double what we initially just intended to be, a small, intimate group. Yeah. So I think there's definitely a need for that and a want for other women to say, I want to be around good people that do things the right way, that do things with integrity, and are just happy with who they are and happy to support someone else. Yeah. You know,
you're lifting others up. Which
totally,
is awesome.
And that's where, you know, we've seen a couple of shifts in business. You know, where maybe something wasn't done really right or had, you know, some morals behind it that were questionable or, you know, those things. And we have got to steer away. All women, all people, all souls. Okay, men or women, we have got to start lifting each other up opposed to breaking each other down. It's not a competition. We are here to help you. We want to support you. In fact, that's the whole reason Ashley and I wanted to get into business together, was to help grow and evolve women and professionally help you and mentor you. Now, granted, you know, we're still learning along the way, but anything that we have that we've learned, why don't we give you that information? Why don't we help you with it? Because how many times have we at all, anybody, ever been at a place that said, man, I really think that this would be really cool if I could do this, but how do I do it? How do I get started? How do I find the confidence in myself to break through my own mental blocks? These are all things that Ashley and I have personally both went through, and the other amazing women that are a part of this conference, they're just so inspirational that you can't help but feel raised up and loved and the energy in the room. And if that all in itself is what is taken away from it, is to help support other people get to their dreams, that's what we want to see. We want to see you succeed. We want to see you be the most badass version of yourself and be you, because being anybody else isn't sufficient enough.
Yeah, I love that.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Well done.
I wish we could invite you.
Well, we did invite him. He said absolutely not, apparently. I'm going to say on Nathan's side on this one and say he's not a no person in general, so I think this was a little elaborated.
My words were misheard, we'll say that.
So for those of y'all that don't know the backstory that are watching or listening, I invited Nathan to come set up a table and promote Lone Star Naturals because I love this business. Yeah. And he was like, absolutely not, it's going to be all women. And so I don't think it was a no, but it was a no. Aww. So anyways.
I'm not.
We'll still supply.
We love
you. We love you.
But yet again, it's going to be all women. So that doesn't seem like a negative to me.
No, it's not a negative, but somebody's got to run the store. And it's Sunday, right?
And we do have a great partnership and a great working relationship. So we love when you come over to the studio.
Absolutely,
promote
man.
What you do
absolutely.
Here, because it helps with what we do there.
It's so easy to promote what you guys do here, especially within our business specifically, but within any business, really. I mean, you guys have products that reduce stress, that take away muscle inflammation, that decrease pain. I mean, anxiety, depression, all of these things. You guys have so many. And in fact, Nicole, you were just telling me about these new products that are coming out for a women's line.
Yes.
I mean, this is super cool, you know, because we struggle from a lot of hormonal imbalances.
Yeah.
Do not
You've
got to
be
that.
At the next women's conference.
I do. I will.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be awesome. Yes.
I'm definitely
going to connect
gonna
make on
it.
That offline because I see some speaking engagement popping up in my mind.
Absolutely. We're recruiting you right now. Just know for it.
I love it. I love it. But yeah, I'm glad that, you know, CBD and hemp products have made a positive impact in y'all's lives too. It makes me happy because that, you know, just brings me joy with the business of helping others and everything. So I always like to ask all of our, all the guests we interview, what's something that our listeners could do maybe on a daily basis to help improve the quality of their life? Like maybe it's just a little something every day, maybe a little tip or trick that, you each have for them, kind of do something.
Well, for me, that one's really easy. I kind of touched base on it at the very beginning. Taking time for yourself. Yeah. And I'm not just talking about like taking time to go get your nails done or your hair done or those things. I'm talking about like really working on your relationship with yourself, learning about who you are. And the best way to do that is just to listen. Yeah. That's what my mind, my meditation time is in the morning. And my time before my son wakes up, before anybody texts me. I just take this time. I close my eyes. I clear every thought from my mind and I just sit there. And when I do hear a message that's supposed to be what I'm, you know, listening for that day, you just begin to get a little bit more confidence within yourself the more you start to trust yourself and the more you start to know yourself.
Yeah.
So never stopping, giving up on, you know, improving yourself or learning yourself. So for me, that is comes in the form of a light meditation in the morning.
I like it. Yeah. What about you, Ashley?
I say you have to give yourself grace nobody is perfect and nobody can be great all the time. Yeah. So I think when we first started this business, we kind of were trying to be that duck, like, oh, look at us. And a few months ago, I went through this long-term relationship breakup and people would say, how are you? And I tried to be like, I'm great. And then finally I was like, today is rough, man. And then you just realize that people are compassionate and will give you grace back. And you can't just always be this like amazing human that's like on top of your game. It's, dude, I'm really sorry. Like I'm behind on that. Or, you know, I dropped the ball or I'm on it, but I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
And when you learn to give yourself that little bit of grace, now you don't have like a pity party for days. Okay. But you get back up and you go, but you give yourself, man, I really messed up on that one.
Yeah.
You reevaluate it. You feel the emotions. You confront yourself, right, face to face, and then you move on. I don't think you can be a business owner and not do that. You're not going to make it. It's not sustainable.
Yeah.
And you're not going to make it in a fitness journey either, saying, ooh, I didn't work out this week. Oh, I'm so awful. I'm never going to go back. No. Right. You fall off, you get right back on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's something that I've really seen is having that grace with yourself. Mm-hmm. And allowing other people to see maybe that you're not just this perfect person all the time, but you're doing the best you can.
Yeah, and being real and everything.
Yeah, you know, you don't have to take leaps and bounds all the time. Small steps are good steps.
Yes.
You know, it's not about perfection. It's about progress. So the more progress you're taking, even those tiny steps, like Ashley said, I didn't go to the gym today. Well, that's okay. Step outside, take a 5-minute walk around your neighborhood, right? Like do something, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. Yeah. Every little bit makes a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I got to say, this was a whole lot of awesome in this podcast episode. And I am truly privileged to know these ladies. Nicole and Ashley, and then Nicole Wright, my boss. So I'm super excited that I get to know them and be around them and glean some wisdom from them. So thank you for being a part of this today.
Thank you.
This was awesome.
We feel the same way. Very mutual.
So thank you.
Well, where can we find more information? One about Club Pilates in this area, and then also about the women's conference, and then any like future events with the...
Yeah, so we've got, for Club Pilates, it's clubpilates.com/Teasley Commons. That's our location here in Denton.
Yes.
You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, through our website as well. You can also call the studio, the number 940-580-1223. any of our amazing women staff there will be able to help you guys out and answer the questions. And then for Ashley's conference.
Yeah, I'll just say for the conference, there's an amazing Facebook group called DFW Girl Gang.
Yes.
And we just broke 10,000 members.
Are you serious?
Yes. Wow. Yeah. Wow. It's huge.
That's awesome.
And there's just some really amazing women in there. And at the conference on Sunday, we're going to be announcing that we're rebranding and changing, and it's going to be a women's club. So we're kind of growing and evolving there too. So it's going to be DFW Women's Club on Facebook.
Awesome.
And there's a whole beautiful vision behind that, that Misty Fulgencio, she's the owner of the group, and she just started that in February 2020, and it's already 10,000 women.
Crazy.
It's just, there's a need for badass women supporting other badass women. And so you can find us on Facebook there. And then, we are planning another conference later in the fall.
I'm excited.
So,
I'm excited.
Drum roll. You know,
take later. The time off, boss.
I need but to.
Thank you all so much for having us here. We're so excited to be a part of this, because what you're doing here, just at Lone Star Naturals, but in even in this podcast, is something that I think we all align and are right on that same page with. Yeah. So excited to, you know, have you in our badass group.
Absolutely.
I love it. Super excited that y'all could be on today.
Thank you guys so much. This was awesome.